95-year-old Falun Gong practitioner's tireless efforts to tell the truth for 25 years. On July 20, 2024, the world marked 25 years that the Chinese Communist Party has been persecuting Falun Gong practitioners. For a quarter of a century, Kitty Kung, now 95, has been tirelessly working to raise awareness about the persecution in Hong Kong. Ms. Kung has been distributing the Falun Gong flyers on the streets, hoping to awaken people to the CCP's deception and end the persecution. Every Tuesday through Friday morning, Ms. Kung stands near a bus stop in Admiralty, handing out flyers to passersby. Despite the sweltering summer heat and her considerable efforts, she does this without compensation. "I believe that knowing the truth keeps you safe. Reading CCP propaganda harms people." Ms. Kung spoke to the Epoch Times reporter while she was handing out the flyers. She added that she had been deceived by Ta Kung Pao, a pro-CCP newspaper based in Hong Kong, for decades. From being deceived to exposing CCP's lies. Ms. Kung's journey began in the 1950s when she attended a prestigious school in Hong Kong under the influence of pro-CCP teachers. Under their guidance, she secretly traveled to mainland China after graduation, inspired by the propaganda of Ta Kung Pao. "I was brainwashed by my teacher, who introduced me to Ta Kung Pao, which praised the Communist Party and denigrated the nationalists and the British. I loved my motherland and believed their untruths. Without telling my parents, I took a train to the mainland," Ms. Kung recalls. In China, Ms. Kung joined the military medical team and later worked for the Guangdong provincial government, experiencing firsthand numerous waves of political persecution. She regrets her complicity in the CCP's repressive actions, such as supervising persecuted individuals who were denied sleep until they confessed to trumped-up charges. Reflecting on her past, Ms. Kung expresses remorse for having been misled by the CCP's propaganda and for having participated in its immoral acts. Ms. Kung said, "The CCP's propaganda has harmed me, so now I must let people see and understand the truth so that they will not be deceived by the CCP." On the day of the interview with the Epoch Times, the front page of the flyer distributed by Ms. Kung was exposing the CCP's organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. She believes that the CCP's persecution methods extend to all Chinese citizens. Ms. Kung said, "Everyone should support Falun Gong practitioners in resisting persecution. Otherwise, we are all in danger." The healing power of Falun Gong. Ms. Kung discovered Falun Gong in 1996 while visiting her daughter in Australia. Soon after she learned the practice, Ms. Kung said she experienced remarkable improvements in her health. "After practicing Falun Gong in 2 months, my many ailments disappeared. I am 95 years old now, and I am healthier than when I was 30," she said. Ms. Kung said that she was plagued by illnesses when she was young and almost died from acute jaundice and hepatitis when she was 30 years old. In addition to hepatitis, Ms. Kung also suffered from concussion sequelae, gastric ulcers, gastric spasms, and rheumatoid arthritis. Her hands, slightly deformed by arthritis, no longer bother her as they once did. She now easily carries a cart filled with hundreds of flyers, which weighs at least 5 kilograms, up and down stairs. "I am very strong," Ms. Kung says proudly. She credits Falun Gong for her physical health. Spreading compassion and truth. Falun Gong's teachings of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance have profoundly influenced Ms. Kung's life, she says. She strives to treat everyone with kindness and understanding. Many of those who regularly receive Mrs. Kung's flyers appreciate her kindness and often bring her food and drink. "A lady who works at a nearby bank gave me 5 red envelopes this year, each containing 50 Hong Kong dollars, saying it's for tea," said Ms. Kung. Ms. Kung carries protective amulets that say, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," and gives them to people she meets. One elderly woman credited the amulet with saving her life during a fall, reinforcing Ms. Kung's belief in spreading Falun Gong's message for people's safety and well-being. calling for an end to persecution. For 25 years, Ms. Kong has witnessed and opposed the CCP's brutal campaign against Falun Gong. She believes the CCP's persecution stems from its reliance on lies and violence to maintain power, fearing the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Decades ago, Ms. Kong encouraged others to join the CCP, but now she is helping people quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. With the publication of the Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party by the Epoch Times in 2004, which exposes the CCP's nature, there has been a grassroots movement to quit the CCP. Ms. Kong, a volunteer for the Global Service Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party, has helped many people renounce their affiliations with the party. She tells people immigrating from the mainland that joining the CCP makes you complicit in its crimes. Let me help you withdraw from them to ensure your safety. Ms. Kong urges more people to see through the CCP's untruths and support Falun Gong practitioners. I hope the persecution ends today. But it will inevitably end because good begets good and evil begets evil. This is a heavenly principle. Worldwide support and the Falun Gong Protection Act. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, involves meditation and exercises guided by principles that promote physical and mental well-being. After its public introduction by founder Li Hongzhi in 1992, Falun Gong attracted tens of millions of people in China, alarming the CCP. In 1999, then-CCP leader Jiang Zemin launched a severe suppression of the practice. Falun Gong's 25-year resistance has attracted worldwide attention. On June 25, 2024, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Falun Gong Protection Act. If it becomes law, it will sanction anyone involved in the crime organ harvesting. The CCP makes billions of dollars from killing Falun Gong practitioners to sell their organs for transplantation. This is the first U.S. legislation to address the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. On the eve of July 20 this year, international human rights organizations and politicians from various countries condemned the CCP's 25 years of atrocities.